So I wanted to start now with tzedakah. In our terminology, we tend to mix together tzedakah and maaser. Last month we spoke about lending money, and the question of if lending money is considered tzedakah or is it a mitzvah by itself. But I don't want to focus on maaser yet. Maaser will be later on. There's a whole inyan to understand the yisoides of tzedakah, the mitzvah of tzedakah, independently of maaser. Okay? And that's what I want to talk about, is the mitzvah of tzedakah. We'll find out if it's really how nageya is it, but it's very, very, very important. So let's look in the Chumash. It's page 536. It's Pesukim in Re'eh. Okay? So we're going to learn from the... First we're going to start with the Pesukim, and we'll go with the basics. Okay? Pesukim says like this. It's Perek Tezvav Pasuk Zayin. So you're going to move into Eretz Yisrael, and in the Midbar, everything was taken care of for you, and it was great, and everyone had equal money, and everyone had equal parnasa and food. But now people are going to be lacking, and they're going to be poor people. So do not make your heart hard. And don't clench your hands from refusing to pay. Rather, open up your hand and you should lend him money. Whatever he needs, asher yachsar loy. Now, the Gemara darshins from these psukim that there are potentially, when you see a poor person and you don't give them tzedakah, potentially you're over two lavim and one essay. There's two negative mitzvahs and one positive. Because it said in the pasuk, lo yisa amitzes levavcha, and lo yisik poitzes yadcha. So don't hold back your heart, and don't hold back your hand. And therefore you have to give him. And pasuk tiftach is a mitzvah essay. So there's two lavim and one essay involved in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Furthermore, if you go further in the pasuk, then it switches over to lending money. Hisham lecha pen yadavar levavcha b'liyal leimar. You don't want to give him. Then it says again, Pasuk Yud, you should surely give him, and your heart shouldn't be upset when you give him. And then Pasuk Yud Aleph says, there will always be a poor person in the land. The Malbim explains that the Pasuk here is adding a motivating factor to give him tzedakah, that there will always be poor people, and it may not always be the same ones. And actually, there's a galgal achayzer b'olam, that those that were once on top often end up on the bottom, either them or their children or grandchildren, some point along the line. And there are those that were on bottom that end up on top. And therefore, this is, according to Malbin, an extra motivating factor why to give tzedakah. It'll always be those that are rich and always be those that are poor. And if you and you were able to be on the giving end, you were on the giving end. If the person eventually needs to be on the taking end, he will be appreciated by those people. Okay. So this pasuk says over here that you should be generous when you give. Now, what is these two lavim that it talks about? So now I want to go over into the Shulchan Aruch a little bit. Okay, these are two different siwanim in Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to say, explain a little bit of the, you take a paper and pass it down. The lav over here. And what does it apply? So the first on the front page, which is Reish Mem Zayin, which is the introduction to Hilchos Tzedakah. So it says as follows: it says mitzvahs essay litein tzedakah kifya sagas yad. There's a mitzvahs essay to give tzedakah. The kama pa'amim nitztavinu ba, and we're commanded about it over and over again. And then he says what we just said: v'yesh lois asay b'maylim. No, there's no extras. Moshe knows it.
He
brings the lav. He's called a Blial. He's called a, he doesn't have the yoke of Shemayim because the pasuk said he shamar lacha. Don't be a Blial. Ukilo oivet elilim. He doesn't believe in hashkacha pratis. He's afraid to give away his money. He's like an oivet of a dezar. Umoidish dezar bazeh ki efshal lavin de shvichas damim. Like the famous story of Nachum Ish Gamzu, that he was afraid that he delayed by giving someone. In the meantime, while he was pushing him off, the person died of starvation. Okay. And then he gives other inyanim here. He says, a person will never get damaged from tzedakah. A person will get hurt by giving tzedakah. A person says, in it says in Siv Gimel, it says, call merachim ala aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachim alav. If you want a person who wants Rach Hashemayim, give tzedakah, Hashem's merachim on him. Which is very interesting that these are halachas in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, normally this would be in the realm of segulas and stuff like that. This wouldn't be in the realm of halacha, which is it's in the Shulchan Aruch. But in Siv Dal, it says, Hatzedakah doiches agzeirus hakashos, uberov tatzel mimaves. So it's pretty interesting that it's in the Shulchan Aruch, okay? Now, question is, I want to understand a little bit better. When is it that you're over this lav? When are you over this lav? It is a lav. You have to give it tzedakah. When? And how? Okay? So, if we go to the... Turn the page. So, Siman Reish Mem Tes. Siv Beis. So, Siv Beis says, La'olam lo yimna adam atzma yipachas. Actually, let's go to Siv Gimel. That's really what I want to go focus on. Siv Gimel. Tzarech liten atzedakah b'sever panim yafes. There's a mitzvah to give tzedakah b'sever panim yafes. You should give it happily. B'simcha u'betuv levav. You should give it joyfully. U'misoinen im ha'ani b'tzayroi. And he should try to reflect on the tzar of the ani. U'mar b'lo divrei tanchumim. Make him feel good. V'mnosna, look at this. V'mnosna b'fanim zayafes. And if the person gave the tzedakah, but he gave it with a sour face, basically like, get out of here, just take this and go. Hifshid tzchusai. He lost his tzchus. Now, this is a big chiddush to me because okay, look, there's always like that. You know, oh, you should do the mitzvah b'simcha. Okay, if you didn't do it b'simcha, you did the mitzvah. You didn't do the extra mile of doing it b'simcha. So here... You give it. You gave the tzedakah. You pulled it together, but lemaisa, you weren't happy that you gave it.
It wasn't about you. It was about how you made the person feel.
I understand, but why the hips? It's two separate things.
Maybe the person deserved to feel bad. Maybe he was being too aggressive. You said to the guy, "Look, I'm sorry. This is what I could do." And he's still upset with you. This is okay. Not fair. Then in that case, you should use that exclusive tzedakah.
Okay, so let's understand what this is all about. Why is there such a halach in Shulchan Aruch where it doesn't say that about other things? You go into the store to buy your lulav, you end up spending more than you wanted to, you're annoyed. Okay, fine, but you have your lulav, you do the mitzvah, that's it. You know, what's the difference? Why over here all of a sudden is it go into the mitzvah itself? You hifsid chusa, it's like you lost the old tzedakah. So if you go back to the chumash inside, so there's a Rashi over here. Rashi is based on the Sifri. Remember we said that there's two lavim. There's the lav of Loisa Ametz is Lavavcha, and there's the lav of Loisa Kpoitz is Yadcha. What is this lav of Loisa Ametz? Don't make your hard heart. Hard heart? Hard. Don't make Loisa Ametz. How would you change it? Don't be stubborn. So Rashi says, it's over here in the second column, right in the middle of the column, Pasuk Zayin. Rashi says, Loi sa'ameitz. So says Rashi, Yesh lecha adam shemitzta'er im yitein u'im lo yitein. There's a guy, there are those people that will give. But he's mitzta'er, he's deliberating with himself. On the one hand, he wants to give because it's a mitzvah and the guy needs the money. On the other hand, he really does not want to give it. Because he doesn't like this guy, or he doesn't really care for this guy. He's mitzta'er in both ways. L'kach nemar lo sa'ametz. Rashi says, B'shem the Sifri, that Lesa'amitz is Levavcha is dealing with the internal struggle of the person, whether you should give or not. He's going to give it, but he's Mitzta'er if he's going to give it. So now, there's two pshatim in this, there's actually three pshatim. We'll get to the third pshat later. But there's two pshatim here. One is the Vilna Goyin, and one is the Malbim. The Malbim says, the pshat in this is that there's two reasons why a person, there's two challenges in giving tzedakah. There's two reasons why a person may not give tzedakah. One is because he has bad midas. He has bad midas. He doesn't really care about anybody else. He's so self-absorbed and self-centered and involved in his own stuff that someone else comes, you need money. A lot of people need money. Whatever. Go figure it out. He doesn't have the rachmanus. He doesn't have the midah to be able to connect to the need of the other person. So on that it says, don't let that be the reason not to give. Lo yisa'ameitz eslavavcha. Don't be a stubborn person that the reason why you have a heart which cannot relate to the other person's need. Open up your heart. Feel the other person's tzar. That's the first reason why a person may not give tzedakah. Then, there's another reason why a person may not give tzedakah, which is he feels the other guy's need and he understands it, whatever. But he can't part with his money. He loves his money. So it's not because he doesn't feel the other guy, but he's cheap, you know, he's cheap even for his own stuff. He's a cheap guy. He doesn't like spending money, right? So that's a totally different reason why you may not give the money. You may not give the tzedakah because you're stunned, you're cheap. So on that, says the Malbim, that's the second law. Don't hold back your hand from giving. Sometimes it's your heart that would hold you back from giving. Sometimes it's your hand that would hold you back from giving. So don't allow your heart to be the one that says you don't give, and don't let your hand be the one that says not to give, like holding it back. That's where the Malbim learns these two psukim, Kishmak Pshat, and it's the two lavim. Okay, so don't hold back from your heart, don't hold back from your hand. But the Gra seems to say a different pshat. I think it's based on the Sefer Achinuch.
Saying you cannot give and only be over one of those lavim. Okay? I feel for you. I'm just not going to give you.
Yeah, but apparently the feeling is not enough to overcome it. So, well, you're probably missing the boat. For you, you are not feeling enough, obviously.
Because that feel isn't good.
At some point,
I do feel for you.
But not enough. Because Lemaisa, at the end of the day, as cheap as you are, your own pain is a certain amount that would take. It was a certain amount. There is a threshold that you would spend the money on for yourself.
So there's probably that.
Machara, it doesn't seem like you could be everyone without the other. But he's just saying there are two challenges that the Torah is focusing on.
New definition for day machsoire.
Oh wait, we're not getting. You
said like Amos or Halas or something. It's hard to have two lavim that exact same thing.
Well, there are two lavim. The Shachanar Paskin. If you don't get stuck, you're over two lavim. Now, based on that's the Malbim pshat. Maybe you don't like that pshat, so let's take a different pshat. Based on the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch says, listen to the way the Sefer Achinuch defines the mitzvah of tzedakah. La'asay tzedakah im hatzarech elal. The mitzvah is do tzedakah with the person who needs it. B'simcha v'tov leva. It's not a mila in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is do it b'simcha. We should give from our money, give him life. Okay? And what's it called? And the idea is basically that the point of the mitzvah tzedakah is to give him what he needs. Sometimes what he needs is the emotional chelek. The emotional chelek is also what he needs. The mitzvah is provide for him everything he doesn't have. And if what he needs at that moment is the money in a certain way, then by you not giving the money in that way, you're not really doing the mitzvah. Because he needed the money with the chizuk. Because a person doesn't have money, he doesn't just not have money. He doesn't have money and he's desperate. And he's in a bad mood and he feels alone. So what he needs is to feel that he's being taken care of, that someone thinks about him. Now, the expression of that is by giving money. But if you give him money and don't make him feel that way, you didn't do the full mitzvah. I think he says it fair share. He says it a little stronger. Now, here, look, because listen to what he says. Uklala inyan should call him Mahanes Chaveiroi. Someone that helps his friend. Bein b'momin, bein b'maychol, b'shar tzorchim. I feel b'dvarim toivim, dvarim nechumim. B'chlal mitzvahs hatzdokai, b'schar harim me'oiv. Now, I don't think he means that if the guy comes to you and you give him a good shmooze and you say, okay, hatzlacha. I don't know if you become stuck with that. Because unless you have to give money also. But the part of the giving the money is the chizuk that comes along with it. So says the Gra over here in Shulchan Aruch that if the person gives the money, but he doesn't give it b'panim yafais, so hifsid chusai, you know why? Because even though he gave money, so he was not over the lav of lo sik poitzis yadcha, but says the Gra, he was over the lav of lo sa'ametzis levavcha. He wasn't over l'sik p'tziyotcha because Yitaka gave the money. But he was still over l'sa amitz because he didn't want to give the money. So Mimela, here you have the opposite case. That you could Taka give it, right? I remember that here the other way. That you could Taka give it and still be over the lav. That's what the Gra says.
Is that how you lose your schar?
Yeah. So he's saying that's what it means you lose the schar. Because very good you got out of one lav, but you left with the other. That's the meduktik in the Lashon and Shulchan Aruch. You lose your schar. Because at the same time you did mitzvah, you did an aver also. You did the mitzvah, you didn't do the lav of l'sik p'tzis yodcha, but at that moment you did the lav of l'sik p'tzis yodcha, but you did the lav of l'sik p'tzis levavcha, because you were being hard, you were being stubborn in your heart at the same time that you were giving the money.
Is that a mitzvah of
avera? Like, so, I don't know, he says, Lashon of the Gra.
How would you lose his schar?
Lashon of the Gra.
He's overcoming it, though. He wasn't,
because... Dr. Grosh, over the loyera lavavcha over sifri loisa amitz. It's really the other possibility. Al yera lavavcha besitcha like.
No, because they go first. First is
loyera
lavavcha.
Yeah.
Because of a bad attitude. So basically, what the Bali Musar are trying to teach you here is change your attitude.
Right, but the chiddush is that it's in the halacha. It's in the mitzvah.
And that's also saying when you need to eat the simple, literally doing what the simple makes all, that's the whole Arizal. He was taking it to a higher level. Even.
What do you mean Arizal?
The Arizal, if you don't do a mitzvah,
that's what I'm saying. This is not, so, this sounds like your mamash in the definition of the mitzvah is, right, you have to give him that chizuk. Now, I heard from Rav Shiva used to say one time, he said, if a person goes through some sort of financial loss or some sort of challenge in life, he's going through a challenge, and he doesn't pick up a chavis of love as shara bitachin, and doesn't work on his bitachin, he's a kaifer, you're going through something in life, and you don't work on your bitachin, you don't realize Hashem can help you, you're mechazik your bitachin. If someone comes to you with their tzara, and you take out a chavis of love and you work with them, you're also a rasha. for you, you learn Chavis Lavavos. For him, you give him money. Don't worry about his bitachon right now. Your avodah with him is to give him money. But the point is,
if you overcome your bad heart by the action of giving, why would you lose your schar?
Because at the end, part of the mitzvah is you have to give him the divrei tanchumin. You have to give him everything he's missing. He wasn't just missing the money. He was missing a destitute. He was down because of it. But he's still down because he doesn't feel like you care about him.
Shmuel, if you talk overcome it 100%, you give it to him, and then you talk and give it to him a simple, whatever, then
talk to you. Right. You know what? It was annoying. It was annoying that I got another knock on the door for I wasn't. But then by the time when I opened the door and I heard him out, and I was happy to give him. That is beating it. But if it's just basically slamming the door, whatever, so then he doesn't feel better.
And if you give it to him right, then you'll see him assist.
And that's what Moshe was asking.
Your attitude, now what?
Okay, that's
but
right.
You gave it with a happy heart.
True, so you did. You were willing to give him $10.
And that's all you're giving me?
Yeah. And then you get that, and you get doors slammed back in your face in your house.
Okay.
And
that's what you were supposed to do.
Right. Exactly.
That's not same. Why is that any different?
Okay, okay. That's it's a cabara. You should be happy.
What about the amount of money?
So the amount of money I'm going to get, well, we'll deal with
saying,
that. The amount of money is a whole different story.
Saying, but let's say, it says you have to give him Dai Machzor. I can't give him Dai Machzor. I assume the pshat is that whatever you can do is all you can do. So if the Tanchum, if this is all the Tanchum, if he's not going to be happy, and I gave all the Tanchum that I could give.
Exactly. You know,
so
I don't think that's not the issue.
The Tanchum is usually not the amount, it's just to empathize. I hear for you, I feel bad for you,
right,
I wish I could do more.
But does this only apply when the Ani himself is collecting, or he sends a collector, like the Shmuya?
Okay, wait, we didn't get to that technical part yet, but we could get into that a little bit. We could deal with that in a minute. But I just wanted to give this background, and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's going with this chinuch, because he says in Sif Gimel, he says, Tzorach Litan, let's talk about Sefer Panim Yafis. B'sim Chov V'tuv Leiva V'umis'oinein im ha'ani b'tzaharoi u'medabro lo divrei tanchumen. So it's literally what the Sefer HaChinuch was saying, that part of what he needs is divrei nechumen. B'chlal ha'mitzvah stuck, that's part of the mitzvah, and therefore, if he gave it half-heartedly, it sounds like there's a problem with Lisa Amitz over here. Okay.
So is it halacha ma'aseh, if he comes at a really bad time, you're just not into it right now, you shouldn't give him?
Well,
I don't want to be over an Esser.
Well,
you're going to be over the others.
I don't want to be over an Esser and lose money.
One is two.
I'm getting money.
If I'm going to be over one, I may as well.
No, you're going to be over it anyway. You're saying they're not mutually exclusive. So I'm going to be over.
You're going to be over both.
Now you're going to be over
both.
Now you may have two lavim, not just one.
What if you give it?
If you give it, but you're upset, you only have one lav with samis. But if you don't give it and you're upset, then you're giving.
What if you don't open the door?
Okay. So now let's get to the next shiloh. We have a couple minutes. This is the background of the idea, and obviously we have to understand that the reason why Hashem made the world this way is because we need to be trained in this mitzvah. We need to be trained in this midah. We have to look at it punk faker. The reason why Hashem made ki lo yechdal evyon mikarev haaretz, because there won't be poor people. Why is there a pasuk in the Chumash telling me that? Why is the pasuk in the Chumash saying, oh, by the way, there's always going to be poor people? That means Hashem could have made a world without poor people, obviously. If the pasuk is saying that I'm guaranteeing there's always going to be poor people, it means just as easily Hashem could have made it that there's not poor people. Obviously, the purpose of the mitzvah is because we need to be trained in this mitzvah, in this Indian. This is the way we train ourselves in chemla, in rachmanis, in dealing with people. Okay, and therefore, we have to look at it almost like an opportunity to work on ourselves. Okay, and that's really the purpose of the mitzvah. It's not even so much about, you know, it's not just about helping the other person, it's about yourself. You know that famous Rambam that everyone quotes, that the Rambam says that if you walk by a treif, you know, store that sells chalev or whatever, chazer, and you smell it, you're not supposed to say, oh, it's disgusting. You're supposed to say, I really, be'etzem, would want to eat it. But, ma'esem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tziva alai. So, is that true by mitzvahs ben anu chaveros? I really don't want to give tzedakah, but what should I do? That Kodesh Baruch says the mitzvah. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says that. That's only by mitzvahs ben anu malakam. Ben anu chaveros, the purpose of the mitzvah is to train us to want to do it. Because that's the ultimate purpose of the mitzvah, is to change one's character. So memela, that's how we have to look at these opportunities. Okay, now, when are you over this lav? When are you over this lav? To go home now and start, sending money to every oifen of giving tzedakah now. When are you over the lav? So we'll learn about this more in detail. But basically, you're over the lav when the Gemara says it's called kaimi aniyim, when the aniyim are in front of you. It has to be called kaimi aniyim. The aniyim have to be there. Now, there's a machloikes between the Rashba and the Rambam. What's the halacha if you know there are aniyim, but they're not asking you right now for money? So the Rashba, the Rashba, I think, says you're not over. Some want to learn the Rambam that you are over. Mr. Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Amunah Paskins, like the Shita that says, and sort of Rabbi Yashiv, they're only over if they're asking you for the money. So even if you know there's someone that needs money, but they're not asking you, there's no chiv to give them the money. But the isser is when they're asking you for the money. Once they're asking you, that's when this whole sugya kicks in. Okay? Now obviously everyone's going to ask, well, someone's asking me for money. That automatically means now that I have to give them. I mean, they're asking me, hey, I'm making a chasana. Okay? And, I don't have, but I can't afford to pay for your whole chasana anyway. Right, so we have to understand what it all means exactly. De machsoyer or whatever. But the point is,
has to be animamish, or like many situations, somebody comes to your door and says, "I'm collecting for yisomim." Okay, you're not a yosom. I don't right. Is that the fun of?
Good, Chris.
Are they a shliach? I don't know. This guy took upon himself.
Okay, I'll get back to you. We'll do a demo. I don't know the answer offhand. I have to look it up. I do know that the Pesukim discuss that a letter you get in the mail is not called Kaim Yaniyim. Okay, because otherwise, you know, what? Or email.
Every WhatsApp message.
Every WhatsApp message, have your, right.
Also,
it has to be that, now, I don't know, if Ani himself sends you a text message or something, that's the same thing as asking you, I don't know, but.
What are most of those?
Well,
that's collecting
for Yeshiva. We discussed that last month already, that, there's moistus of chesed, and then there's moistus of Torah, and then there's moistus of aniyim. So each one may be a different category.
Aniyim.
What?
A kol is Torah and aniyim?
Of course.
And what if you give somebody the shul in the morning, and he's again at your house that night? Is that kami aniyim again? And if he comes 2 days later, ask him for a friend. L'chaira. This happens all the time.
L'chaira.
So the first time you give him the thing, and the second time saying, I gave you last night, so I can only give you now this amount. You give a lot less. The second,
but you have time. To give him. You have. I mean, you have kind
of
an right.
So the question is, where
five times a week? That's a new day. So
new day.
A lot of times they'll say, "I'm sorry, I forgot," but sometimes they'll say, "Yeah, but I still need." So
it's a new day.
We don't have a full business of God, right?
What?
No chiyuv to give every single person in the world who asks you.
That's one of the questions we've got to get to the bottom of.
Right.
Now, are they asking you? What are they asking you? Are they really asking you to pay for their wedding? Are they asking you to be mishtatif because I'm being mechazal al psachim and I'm really going to? I'm not expecting any one person to give me, because if I expected one person to give me, then I would just go to that person. So obviously, it's that I know no one person's going to give me, and therefore the whole day machsara falls off. But so that's the shear and how much you have to give. There's a few different questions. I think what's on people's mind is, do I actually have this chiyuv? Because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch over here,
but there's a mitzvah,
and because I don't know the answer to this yet, I'm still preparing this, is that I didn't want to get to it. But if you look on Siv Dalet and Reish Mem Tes, which is the back of that page, well, I don't know what it's called, the back of the front, but whatever. The one that says Reish Mem Tes, and it's the last of the, in the last line of the Shulchan Aruch there, he says, so he asks you for money, you don't have what to give him. Lo yigar boy, do not yell at him. Don't yell at him. Ella, yifayisenu bedvarim, you should make him feel good. Still, you should not be overly samitzavavcha, even if you don't have what to give him. So there's no lisik poitzis yadcha, because you can't give him anyway, but there's still shaykh lisamitzavavcha on that. It's an unbelievable idea. So the guy's asking you for money, so it's a tzedakah situation. So when you have a tzedakah situation, there's two lavim in front of you. One is, don't hold back your hand. Okay, I'm not holding back my hand because my hand is empty. I don't have anything to hold. I'm clutching. I don't have no money to give you. So I'm not being over that lav. But the other lav still is in place, because since it's a tzedakah situation, there's still the lav of loy samitz, it's lavavcha in place. And the male, you still have to give him the divrei tanchumen. And you still have to make him feel good. Now, Hagah, this is very important. Raman is what the Ayin is asking. And how it applies, we'll have to see in detail probably next week. Asur lahachzir ha'ani hashoyal reikam. It is prohibited, it's asur, to not give him anything. Afilu ein noisin leirak gregris achas, even if you only give him one gregris, which is the value of a dried fig. Shenemar al yoshev doch nichlam. So it's not a pasuk. He doesn't bring the pasuk of loisik poitz. He brings a different pasuk of al yoshev doch nichlam. Don't send a poor person empty handed. And it sounds like there's a separate inyan that even if you cannot afford to give the tzedakah, still don't send him empty handed. So the answer to your question is that maybe there is a chiyuv every time you see someone.
Give him a banana.
Huh?
Give him a banana.
I'm saying, what if in many cases that's just going to infuriate the guy? You're going to have the money literally, and it happens, right? Thrown back at you within certain... I was expecting a certain amount. You have a cheshbon, why? I just can't do that right now. So what are you going to give the guy? A dollar? Like he came to your door, he's just going to... It's
going to
be infuriated.
I understand. Right. So, so maybe you're right to that.
It sounds like you can't. I'm sorry.
How many times did they throw back the dollar in your face?
His point is that
they don't throw a dollar.
But I'm just saying, they're very.
They're not.
Even if they take it, they're more aggravated than if you.
Yeah.
Come on, if you didn't give them anything.
I don't see the difference. I don't know if that's true. Depends how you said it. Probably.
If you tell them, listen, I can't
remember. Mephias Mavarim, it says yourself, you really, really want to give it.
Okay, but a lot of times they're not Mephias Mavarim. That's why those things.
I'm not sure. Maybe we don't have enough patience. I'm not so sure. I mean, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming them. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming the giver. I'm not blaming the taker. Because, it's a big parsha, and it's a big sugya. But if a person, if the givers would have more patience, then the takers would deal with it. I don't know. I'm not sure how it would work.
Part of the aspect is that we're not really talking about.
Okay, so the questions we'll leave off with. The questions we'll leave off with is the extent of... we have to get back to this question of when are you over the lav? The other one wants to know about a shliach. I'll get back to you about that. But then this question: the guy's in front of you asking, you cannot give.
Even better if he's at your door and you don't answer the door. Is that
right?
All that
he's knocking, but you're not answering. Right. And then we're going to get into how much, and de machsayrei. And then there's issues of who's right to accept tzedakah. Okay, so we'll get into all that. Eventually we'll get into the issue of how to deal with the tzedakah versus meiser. Right now we're not up to that yet. We're not dealing with meiser right now. We're just dealing with the chayva of tzedakah independently, and how does that deal with meiser? Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll get back to all those questions.